Welcome to What's Cooking with Paula Deen. Spend a little time with Paula as she talks to her fans, makes some great dishes, helps with cooking problems, and she even gives some useful tips on how to make cooking easier and a whole lot more fun. Join us each week for What's Cooking with Paula Deen. If you have any questions or would like to talk to Paula, please send an email to podcast@pauladeen.com. Now, let's join Paula and see what's cooking today.
Hey, y'all, welcome to What's Cooking with Paula today. And I was saying earlier, I get a lot of requests for easy, easy recipes. Well, I'm fixing to show you something that's so decadent. And you're talking about so easy. I've got a cup of heavy cream that I'm going to bring just to a boil. And then I'm going to, I think I'll get another spoon. And then I'm going to pour that boiling hot cream over a 10-ounce package of chocolate. Now, whatever kind of chocolate you want. I love milk chocolate myself, but I'm using Ghirardelli's cacao. 60% cacao. Yeah, 60% cacao, which is bitter chocolate. Talking about the cacao, the lower the number, the lighter it is, the lighter in color it is. That's just a tidbit of information that's endless in my producer's head. All right, so I'm going to pour my boiling heavy cream over these chips. I mean, you're not going to believe just how simple this is. And we're just going to stir that until all the chocolate is melted. And I don't know if I told you this, but this is going on top of ice cream. And y'all, I'm telling you, the older I get, I want to take ice cream to bed with me every night. Every night, I just want ice cream. Ice cream, ice cream, ice cream. And I'm sure y'all all have your favorite ice cream. I know what mine is. And I bet you know what yours is. All right, look at that. It's getting so thick, y'all. And it's getting dark. Look, like satin, isn't it? Just like satin. Yum. And you know what you could do with this? You could add a little bit of almond flavoring. I love almond in chocolate. Or you could put a little vanilla flavoring in it. Or you could just put your spoon in it, which is what I'm fixing to do. All right, so I'm going to dip me up some ice cream. Where is that little tab? You know what? They're making these things so hard to get into now. Or is it my hands? Is it my fingers? They no longer work like they're supposed to. Maybe it's a little bit of both. All right. And like I said, just use your favorite ice cream. I will always love vanilla, because I can put fresh strawberries on top of it. I can put chocolate on top of it. I can put fresh peaches on top of it. I can put maraschino cherries in it and have cherry vanilla ice cream. Oh my gosh, what else? I can have me a banana split. I can have so many choices. So that's why vanilla is my favorite.
The space that you live in really affects the way you feel. So my first recommendation is start by updating your window treatments with Smith & Noble. Smith & Noble's beautiful handcrafted blinds, drapes, shades, and shutters are custom-made just for you, and they offer different service options to fit your needs. To get started today, contact Smith & Noble to get my special limited-time offer, 25% off on your window treatments, plus free design consultation. Create a space that you're gonna love. For details about my special offer, go to smithandnoble.com/Paula. That's smithandnoble.com/Paula. Or call 1-800-659-3300. That's 1-800-659-3300.
If I could wait, I'd run get a maraschino cherry and put on top. And I'd go get some pecans and sprinkle on top. But I can't wait, so I'm going to do this. When my kids were little, I used to make them a chocolate syrup for their ice cream that they just loved, and it was so easy. It was like half a stick of butter, some carnation, evaporated milk, and sugar. It was so easy, and they loved it, and I hadn't made it for them in years. Make you want to slap somebody. Come here, Phil. Let me slap you, Phil. You got to try it. A cup of heavy cream. A 9 or 10 ounce package of your favorite chocolate. Blend them together and you have a fabulous ganache that would be delicious on top of pies or cakes, whatever you choose, however you choose to use it. So the cooler this gets, y'all, the firmer it's going to get. So you might even find that you can use it as an icing on a layer cake or just on top of a piece of warm pound cake. On ice cream, it's hard to beat, though, y'all. Love and best dishes.
Join us each week for What's Cooking with Paula Deen. Spend a little time with Paula as she talks to her fans, makes some great dishes, helps with cooking problems, and she even gives some useful tips on how to make cooking easier and a whole lot more fun. If you have any questions or would like to talk to Paula, please send an email to podcast@pauladeen.com. Join Paula and see what's cooking today.